Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. In the last few decades, political and social leaders in the United States have often used the term multiculturalism to describe their vision of America's future. Far from being a purely 20th century notion, multiculturalism, or the idea of a nation composed of many widely varied cultural groups, is something that stretches back to antiquity. Perhaps the most famous leader in history to have had such an idea was the Macedonian general Alexander the Great. In the span of 10 years during the 4th century BC, Alexander the Great established the largest empire the world had ever seen. Stretching from Greece to the Indus River, his conquests incorporated much of Europe, Africa, and Asia. Though Alexander died in Babylon at the age of 33, he left no doubt about his vision of his new empire. He imagined a world in which people would be citizens of a single state without distinction of race or cultural background. Unlike most Greeks of his time, he recognized that a certain level of cultural diversity actually strengthened a society. Not only did Alexander espouse these principles, he also lived them. He adopted Persian manners of dress, prayed to Egyptian gods, and conferred with East Indian mystics, habits that often infuriated his generals and advisors. Alexander is also known for having committed outrageous acts of violence against his enemies. Yet in an era when most Greeks literally saw all foreigners as barbarians, his vision of a multicultural society was far ahead of its time. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities.